We are in the Tzadik Omed Aleph. Veshamai Oimrim Lo Yigarish Odom Es Ishtai Elim Kein Motzabo Dvar Erve. A person should not be Megarish his wife unless he found that Dvar Erve Shemema Ki Motzabo Erve Zdova. Veshilul Oimrim Afilu Hikticho Tavshiloi. Even if she burned his Tavshul, so that's also a legitimate reason for giving her a get. I once said a Psalto Santa vote, Ikdicho Tavshiloi. What is that? His Tavshil became burnt. Now, Pshat is like this. She burnt the Tavshil, so it's a shot to throw it away, so she thought she'll give it to him. For herself, she made a new Tavshil. That's like Ikdicho Tavshiloi. His Tavshil is burnt. You have to eat it up. I won't throw it away. But herself, she realized that it's kedai to make a new tafshel. Shenema kimotzabo ervas dovo, busi kimotzabo oy erve oy dovo. There's a dvar sicha, there's an avlo that she had done. Rabbi Kiva oimer, Rabbi Gechidish, afilu motza acheres no eimeno, not that she did something particularly not correct, but he found someone that's better, nicer. Shenema boye im lo simtzo chein be'eino. Let us see Rashi. Higdicha sofa oya yidei oir shekeren adusher. It was burnt through a fire. Bemelach, or it got much too salty. Maiki yesh kotcha ba'api. Elvas dova lebeisilo mashmalu oy elva oy shar devar sirchein. Another abla. Rabbi Kiva ima afulei motzo bo loy elva veloy dova. No, leisim tzachein ba'ina. Tanya, omru beisilu lebeishamai baloy kvar nemar dova. It says dova. Omru beishamai baloy kvar nemar elvas. It says elvas. Avaistois. Omru beisilu im nemar elvas veloy nemar dova. If it only say elvas, that's right. That's why it has to say dovo. Lekach nemar dovo. Dovo is coming to tell us that afilu it wasn't an elve. There was another thing happened. A dvar sichem happened. An avlo she had done. He could also give her again.
If it would only say dovo and not elvas,
I would think that if she was mezana tachto, so not only is she also lebal, I would think asaita is also to everyone. I think asaita is also to she's not allowed to get married, period. Lekach nema elvas. That's why it says elvas. So elvas is coming to tell us that even though they found a dvar elva by her, she can get married. Bahisali shacher, she can get married to someone else. That the isur saita is only labal and not to anyone else. Kach nema elvas. Ubeishamai I dovo my of delay. Now what does Beishamai do with his dovo? So Beishamai answers Nema Khan Dovo, Elvas Dovo, Nema Loholon Dovo, Apishne Aidim, Apishloish Aidim, Yokum Dovo. Ma Loholon Bishne Aidim. Just like over there you need two Aidim. To be Mevara, Apishne Aidim, Afkan Bishne Aidim. That this Dvar Elve was Nisbara through Bidova with two Aidim, a Biru Gomo. That's when you might see a Mibaila.
Ubeisilu mixiv Elva Bidova.
That means, I should have said, Bidova would mean Bidova Boro. He was Mevara, Ayidei Aidim. It says Dova. So Baistais Dovo is another reason why I can give her a get. So Beishamai is Beisilu Miksiv Oy Elva Oy Dovo. Why do you say Elvas Dovo? According to you,
The Pasuk is telling us two reasons why to give a get. Oy Erva, Oy Dova. So it should have said, not Erva's Dova. Beisilu Lahochi Ksiv. Erva's Dova is a psasmiches to the Dova. The Mash Mahochi U Mash Mah. Erva's Dova would seem that Erva Bidova, Erva's Dova, that's why it is, that's why it's not in Gansen Nifrat. But it has to be a Yedeya, a Dova Boro, to aid him. Also, and but since it doesn't say Bidova, so it will come to Darshan that Dova is a Dova Nifrat. That a Sibbe, it could be through Elvas and through Dova. Now, I'd like to mention a Ha'ore, that the Maram Shif is Ma'ira this Ha'ore. Learning the Gemara according to Beis Hillel, it seems that why does it say Ervas? It says Ervas to tell us that she's mutter to get married to someone else. A Saita is only us, a Labailo, not to the whole world. That's why it says Elvas. Then Lachayre, later it says Elvas, the Gemara by says Elvas Bidova that you need it is. I mean, let us, it says in the Pasuk, Voyim Leisim Tzachayim Be'enov, Ki Motza Bo Elvas Dova, Vishilcha Mi Beisoy. Now, Vishilcha Mi Beisoy, what does that mean? So according to Beis Hillel, Vishulcha mi beisa means if he found a dovo, he's permitted to send her. But if he found a erva bedovo, he's mechuyif to send her. So lechayre, now Beis Hillel also darshins vishulcha mi beisa. Okay, Rashi will see klo. According to Beis Hillel, you mechuyif to send her if he found a erva bedovo. So, l'chayre, the Vishulcha has two taitchen. You could, and you should. Fine. So, I need the Elva B'dova to tell me when I should. I need the Dova to tell me when I could. So, why do you have to say, there's a third cheshbon that the Gemara says. No way it says Elvas, it says Elvas to tell you she's mutal achayram. Why is this cheshbon at all necessary? I need the Elvas to tell me that sometimes you should and sometimes you could. That's all. So Elvas Bidova. Let's just keep the Sa'or in mind. Let's see Rashi, then we'll come back to the Sa'or. Mishum Dovo Tinose. Hayait is mi bail mitnei Dovo. Viloi mitnei Elve. Huda kamarachmon muteres li nose li achem. She can marry anyone. A Saita should be yosa to everyone. I don't want to go into it, but the Rashi seemed to have a different girsa in the Gemara, because Rashi already before mentions in Beis Shammai Erva Bedova. The Maram Shif speaks about it, the Maram Shor speaks about it, but let's not get into it. Avkam Be'edim Brurim Einin Eserso Mishmer Be'elo Be'edis Brur. Beis Hillel Da'al Kocheinu Aydova Mafikosu Le'ele Eidis Kenem Meforish Le'eva Oslo. He also has to use it for Erva Bedova. Miksiv Erva Bedova, the Mashma, the Motzaba, Erva Be'edim Brurim. Ubeisilu, Name Vadi Miboy Lelohochi Linyi Lohoife Lohoitzi. That's true. You need this Lohoife Lohoitzi. Like Afin Lelohoitzi, Ela Be'edis Brurim. So, Vishilcha is Machuya to be Mishaleich. Miu Loho, so, out that, it should have said Erva Bedova. Miu Lohochi Ksiv Erva Zdova, like Ksiv Erva Bedova. Like Sivnami Oi Elvas Oi Dovo, Kechadalidra Shebetavayu, the Mishtame Elva Oi Dovo, That's why it doesn't say Elva Bidovo. So it means that Dovo is a Dovo Nifrot. Another reason for giving a get. Umash Menami Elva Bidovo. That's the Smichas Elvas Dovo. So that means the Smichas Elva Bidovo. The Maram Shif says as follows. The Maram Shif says that really it should have said Oy Elva Oy Dovo. Now if it would say, according to Beis Hillel, it would say Oy Elva Oy Dovo, so I would know that an Elva is mechuyev to give a get without a posik. Because an Elva, I have a Pasha of Soit. I know a Soit is also Labal. So if it say, Oy Elva, Oy Dova, I would know he has to give a get. I would know you need to aid them. I would think perhaps one aid is enough, because I dechon them and be surim. But the etzem halacha to tell me, is mechuyev to give a get, that I would have known by saying, Oy Elva, Oy Dova. And I would have known that by an Elva he's mechuyev to give a get, because they have a parsha of soite, and oy dovo. Now the dovo, he says, the Elva's dovo is coming to tell me that one aid is not enough, that you need more than one aid. But Dachsachmer, I'm sorry, Dachsachmer, he says that the Kelt, if it would, the Baram Shiv says, Kosher, Labisula Yema Kitzer, the Itzach Dovo, Sharashoi Lagarish, Beelva, Laidem Brurim, Shachayim Lagarish. The Likos of Dovo, Lachud, Avamine, Lagdiche, Ashash, the Deceive Elvas, Shminim Neinami, Eidim Bruri, Dein Erva Bedova. So why did Beishul have to say this new svore that Erva is coming to tell us she's Mutalache? Yesh loimedim kein tikshi le Beishul lichtoiv oi Erva oi Dova. Veshaminim inei befeirish tegdicha rashoi legarish, that's very clear, oi Dova. Ve Erva be'eidim brurim lechoifai, and Erva I would know also you need Klora Eidim. Dim Leikeim. Elva Lomoli. Oh, he wants to say the whole Elva is Miyuta. Why does the Bechlal to say Elva? The Bepshutoi. Lechoifoi. Beloi Eidim. Kvai Yodinim. The Osa Lekai. The Chepshuta Lechoifoi. Beloi Eidim. Kvai Yodinim. The Osa Lekai. Mesoi Tosai. That means like this. He says as follows, the Maram Shif. Really, it shouldn't have said Erva at all. And I would figure it out by myself. That if she's an Erva, Yisichem Mechuyiv to give her again. I have a Parsha of Soit. It shouldn't have said Erva at all. If it says Erva, so Erva's coming to tell me need Eidim Brurim. That you need to wait. So we're back to the kasha. So let it say oy Erva oy Dovo, and I'll figure everything out. Says Erva is Meyuta to tell me that is Mechuyev to send her. I know from the parasha of Saita. So Kochach, the whole Erva was written to tell me you need to aid them. That's where the Erva was in. You need aid them, Brurim. So let it say oy Erva oy Dovo. So therefore, the Gemara says, she don't need Elva's Dovin, it would be much clearer. So therefore, the Gemara says, no. If it would say, Oy Elva, I wouldn't say it's coming to tell me you need to aid them. I would say, Oy Elva is coming to tell me that even though she's an Elva, she's Mutalach Eirem. So, but I wouldn't know you need to aid them. That's why it said, Elva's Dovo. So now, I know all these three things. Let us go a little further. Zakhti Gemara weiter. Rabbi Kiva oima afilu motzacher. Rabbi Kiva says afilu he found another woman that he likes better than this one, he's also permitted to give a gift. The Maikom Miflegi B'Deresh Lokish, the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, and Beishamai, is in Resh Lokish. The Omar Resh Lokish, Ki Mishamesh B'Dalad L'Shaynis. Ki has four translations. E Dilma Elodah, Beishamai Savri, we'll see in Rashi Barichus Godel, how the four translations of Ki. It says, Ki motza bo erdas dodo. So, Beishamai Savri, v'hoye im lo simtso chayn be'enov, if she wasn't mitzi chayn be'enov, why? Ki motza bo erdas dodo. Doha motza bo erdas dodo. So, the Pasuk is telling us the reason why was she not mitzi chayn be'enov. Ki is doha, because matzah ba'elbas lava. So the Pasuk is telling us the only reason you're permitted to give a get, if the reason is that le matzah ba'elbas lava. The Rabbi Kiva sova, ki matzah ba'elbas lava, inami matzah ba'elbas lava. The Rabbi Kiva learns that ki means him. That's one of the types of ki. So the Pasuk is saying, "V'hoya im loisim sachem be'ino." That's one reason to give a get. Ki im, or another reason to give a get, motza bo elvas dova. So the Torah is telling us two reasons why you give a get. So I have two reasons. The ki is telling us a second reason. Either because loisim sachem be'ino, either because motza bo elvas dova. So Memele, so the Machlekes Beishamai and Rabbi Kiva is totally in what Resh Lakish had said. Resh Lakish told us Ki has different translations. So the Shaila between them is now, how do you translate this Ki Motzah Bo'Erves Dovo? So Beishamai holds the Ho and Rabbi Kiva holds Im. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ki mishamish barba l'shoynis, b'mokaim arba l'shoynis alolo nichtav ki b'teire. The word ki was written the Teire in place of dalad l'shoynis. B'mokaim im, b'mokaim pen, b'mokaim elo, b'mokaim ashel. These are the four translations of him. Now Rashi is going to elaborate. B'mokaim im, if. Kemoi, ki yimotzei bekirbucho. Im yimotzei bekirbucho. Ki yikore kan tzipe. Ki sira chamoy. Ki sifka. Kulu mashme, all these cases would seem, l'ksheya ore, if this will occur. Klem im yiyekach. Vechein rubo. Most of the keys in the Torah are mean im. Okay, if this will occur. B'mokem elo. Ki could also mean elo. Lister dovo ha'omo l'malo. To be soisa, what we said till now. Loima einekein. It's not the way it like this. Elo, it is kein, like this. Come on. Vayoyma loy. Avram told Sarah loy, not the way you said. Loi tzachokti, no ki tzachok, einei ken kidvorecho, elo tzachok. So there the key means elo. It's not the way you say. So it's being soiser, but you had said, loi, ki. Now, further, another marshal. V'chein al titpeitz es yotcho, ki posayach tiftach loy. So what does it mean? Don't hold back your hand. Elo posayach tiftach loy. You should open up your hand. Uchemoy loy birchayv nolin. Loy ki birchayv nolin. So that's what the Balochim told loy. Loy noser el beisecha. We will not go to your house. Elo. Belchayv nolin. Vechein harbe. So Rashi is giving us a psazoi chashboines. Rubon means im. And a lot of them mean elo. B'mokim pen. Now it can also mean pen. Tisoimar b'lvovcho rabin. Loisira meha. Now, but you'll say rabim agoyim eile. So if you'll say like that, eichelucho l'rishon, loisira meha. Einat ayocha l'forish b'loshen im. This cannot mean im. If you'll say there's a lot of goyim, how can I be meirish them? Loisira mehem. If that's pshat, so that means if you'll say this, then loisira mehem. Ha'im loisaima. But what if you won't say it? Tira mehem. Ein zenochem. So that doesn't mean that's not true. That means that the Rabbi Shalom is telling Klal Yisrael, so you shouldn't be afraid of them. Not if you'll say, you don't have to be afraid. If you won't say, you'll have to be afraid. V'loi b'loshin elo. El avo nidreshu b'loshin pen. Loi ma'al sheloi toimakein. So the mechumen is, don't say this. U'bit miya nidresh. Kloi ma'al v'chisayimu b'lvotcha rabim agoyim ha'elo v'sira mehem. That means, pen time above, maybe you'll be, that means it's beloshin me, maybe you'll be saying this, that there's so many goyim that I should be afraid of them. Loisira mehem. V'chenki saimru manirdav loy. Loilam loy teshiva alavachem loy manirdav loy. You should never say such a thing. But pen time, v'chen kol ki asmuchim la'af. Av ki soima leis ishurenu, av ki anoichi anenu, kulam nidroshin beloshin taima. That means that the pen taima is hilkach soif posuk, melamdecho is teaching you pen taima. If pen taima like this, so I'm telling you, you should not say like that. Voi mishamish beloshin doho. Dahainu asher oimipnei. Daho means asher oimipnei, which are most of the time interchangeable. Kloima. Li tein tam, this is a reason. Li yashiv dovo shalamai loimendo. Kamoi. Loi tzachakti. Sore Amenu said, I did not laugh. Ki yoreya. Kamoi. Asher yoreya. Because she was afraid. She said, I did not laugh because she was afraid. V'chein madua ato yoyshev levadecho. Yisrael yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you sitting alone? So he answered him, ki yove elai ha'om, mipnei shebo elai ha'om, she'om bo elai. That means Rashi is saying mipnei in asher, it's all mock. So memele, so here it means mipnei. V'chein, ki ze moisha ish, mipnei ze moisha ish. Ki amarti Yaakov told Lavan, pen tigzel es pnei secho. So that's why he ran away. Pen tigzel, that's the reason. Ki amarti, why did you say achoisi? This is mipnei. That what? Because amarti ain yiras alakim b'mokim azer. That is why I said achaisi. Mipnei shamarti ye. V'chein ki gova are l'fi hadroshe. If Chazal darshan vayero, that Klal Yisrael after Mrs. Aaron, Akoyim, all of a sudden became visible to all the Umis. So according to this drash, vayero, they became visible, ki gova Aaron, mipnei she gova Aaron. Okay, so these are the four taichin, im, Elo, pen, mipnei. Masher. Asher Miknesim is interchangeable. V'kulu mitamig mitargeminen lohu arei. Mitargemen says arei. All keys. V'shalosh narei barami mishtamish kol l'shoynes ki be'ivri. Arei means key, but key can have different taichin. So arei also has different taichin. If you want to change the taicha, you have to know. You have to know hastis what the inyan is, how to translate the array and the key. The whole key, haniftorim beloshin kasha, kemoi bohoya ki yiviyacho, b'chol eilu. Shein ato yochel v'poisroi v'loshini. Now, if you have a key that cannot be in, dovada yiviyacha, this will zicha occur, so it can't be in. V'chein ki savoyu el ha'oretz, doesn't mean im savoyu el ha'oretz, boi kiviyacha is going v'avato kopet arecha. Vahoyo ki savayalot, so here's going on, ki savayalot, so here's going on bikuri. Ki vasus paroi, ki sabo frisem boretz. Now, Rashi had here a problem, and let us try to understand the difficulty Rashi had. We have here four translations of ki. Now, let's talk about kibosus paroi. Kibosus paroi. It doesn't mean imbosus paroi, it doesn't mean elabosus paroi, it doesn't mean penbosus paroi. So it means asherbosus paroi, which means because, or asher, ash means, that means because. Because that's the word asher is like mipnei. Asher, because sus parei came. This is an easy one. Because sus parei came, so memele, so what does it say? So therefore, lefikach vatikach miryam. Therefore, since, because sus parei came and it was drowned and thus, therefore, vatikach miryam. So all these things have to mean doho, because. Now, not everything, so this is an easy one. But let's see the others. Now Rashi is going to get stuck here. So all these keys has to mean doho, can mean any other thing. Kulon loshen doho hineftorin. Now, b'medresh sifro v'sifri, Asei mitzvah zu shebishvilo tikomes laoretz bischar shetirish tichbosh kloima mipnei sheyiviyacho uchshetavoyo laoretz atem zukukim lemitzvah ishalolo. Now, to understand a little what Rashi is saying, Rashi brings us a sefri. Now, there's a Sefri in Parshas Ki Savoy. So the Sefri says, Bohoya Ki Savoy Eloretz, V'yirisha, V'yirishta, V'yoshafta Bo, V'lokachta, Mereishis, V'yitzeta Bikurim. So the Sefri says, on this Posik, Asei, mitzvah ha'amura be'inyin shebischore tikones lo'oretz. Because of that, you'll be zeichet to come into the Eretz. So the Malbim says, Psha'an Sefri, v'dolshu omar v'hoyo kisoveya lo'oretz mipnei ma tovei el ha'oretz. Why will you be zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael. Bishvil shasidem atem lekayim mitzvahs bikurim. So Memele, that is what the Sefri says. We have a Sefri. The Sefri says, Asei mitzvah amura be'inyen shebischora tichnesi la'oretz. So Rashi found the Sefri, and Rashi says, why did the Sefri have to say such a pshat? Because the Sefri had a problem. How do you darshan the key over here? So the key is a reason. So mipnei ma sovayel ha'oretz, that's pshat. Why will you be zoiche to come to enter Eretz Yisrael? That will be because lekachtem the schus of bikur. So we see the Sefri darshan ki mipnei ma. Now, the Sefri, it says, virishto viyoshavto bo. So the Sefri darshans on virishto viyoshavto bo, vishar shetirash tichboish v'teishev. As I say in Sefri, vishar shetirash tichboish v'teishev. So the Malbim explains Pshat in Sefri, Yerushe hu hakibish v'yeshive hi hachaluke. V'loi hoye, this philosophy of the Malbim, v'loi hoye loy lahaskel b'chlal hakibush. The Pasuk did not have to tell us how they conquered Eretz Yisrael. No, so it should have said only the v'yeshavta. I mean, how they got it to the Ketel Sishton? V'yeshavta bo. Elo loyma shebeschus shebotchu b'ashem. V'shyatzvu l'milchome, v'shchaze, kofshu v'cholku. So memele is v'yirishta. V'yirishta means alei reish. That that they went to have milchome, that that they had the courage to want to be koivish Eretz Yisrael, is therefore v'yirishta is v'yoshavta. That's why there was zeichet to chalukas oretz. So could be, according to Rashi, this kisovoi v'yirishto v'yoshavto bo. Could be that this vayta this ki. We take the key, the beginning of the pasuk, kisovoi mipnei shetovoi v'yirishto, and you'll be loichem, is therefore you'll be zoiche, you'll have betochen v'yishom v'yoshavto bo. But again, this ki is a lashon of mipnei. That's where Rashi brings down the Sefri. Now let's again see the Lashon of Rashi. V'hein niftorim b'medrash Sefra v'Sefri asei mitzvizu shebishvilo tikonis loretz b'schar shetirish tichbosh. Kloimer. Mibnei shiviyach shetavoyu eloretz atam zkuki mitzvus salol. V'chibosos parek mibnei shabosos parek v'fikach v'tikach miriam. Kol eilu shein ata yochol apaisran b'loshen mipnei v'niftar b'loshen kasher figure me. V'chol eilu shein ata yochol apaisran b'loshen mipnei. So these keys mean mipnei because bosus parei, that's why batikach miriam. Because you'll be Mekayim Bikurim, that's why you'll be Zeichel of Yeholoretz. This because, V'chol Eilu Sheinat Yochel Apaisim B'loshem Ipnei, but all those that you can't be Paisim B'loshem Ipnei, V'niftorim B'loshem Kasher, K'moi K'yomer Aleichem B'neichem, Kasher Yomer Aleichem, K'yilem Dovo, Kulon Loshem Imei. There it's a Loshem Imei. There it doesn't mean it has to be. Im Yomer Aleichem B'neichem. There it doesn't mean bipnei, there it means in. Now let us see Toisvitz. Ki mishamish b'dal l'shaynus. Ma she perish b'kuntres d'chi sovoy, b'chi yiviyacho, b'chi bo sus kulon mishamishim b'loshen d'ho. It means d'ho, the yevshe she yishamshu b'mokimim, d'vade heviyem ha-kodush b'olcho l'oretz, v'vade ki bo sus parik, Benila Rabbeinu, so therefore Rashi says it means because the hod. Benila Rabbeinu tam the bechinam dochak the halbeim mishamshim beloshen ze. A lot of times it says im, which is a loshen vaday. It's not a loshen sofik. You're going im takrim minchas bikurim. It's not a sofik im kesef talve ad im kilu lishtois. im. So the im means tadasofik. Im yi ayoy v'lev neisro. Kulam ayim loshen vada. Some of my else, the Taisa says you don't have to say that sometimes ki could mean im, and it means an im could mean a loshen vadois that zicha will occur, not if it will occur. Im yi ayoy v'lev. Kasha yi ayoy v'lev. Malo holon be'edim brurim. Birushalmi porech de ma'itzter chod la yuchol bailo. Asha shulcha loshev lekachto. Teipik le de blav hochi osa laharzer seitose. Kivin sheyesh edim. Kumishani lava olo blav. That's the gils over here. Now, this is a very yisoidistic kasha. The Yerushalmi asks the kasha, according to Beis Shammai, one is only permitted to give his wife a get when she was a soita. And then, that's a mazeh soita. A soita, elva, kimotzebo, elva, bidova, to Adam came and said she was mazana, but then the shulchami beisa. So that's pashtid dikro. Then the pasuk says, so let's learn the whole scenario further. Then it says she gets married to someone else, and then the person gives her a gift, or that person dies. So the first husband is not permitted to take her back. Isa. Like the Yerushalmi. Sure, he's not permitted to take her back according to Beis Shammai. The only reason you give a get is that if she was a soita. So she's a soita. So zichem not to take her back. Why do you have to say? Because she got married. Why do you need this whole thing? That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. And the Yerushalmi says that there is lava olav belav. A soita is also labai lo altanesa. Benitmo, benitmo, benitmo. Echad labal, echad laboil, echad latrume. So there's an essa that she's also labai lo. Now it says if she's marzi, if he's a marzi grusha, so lo yuchu bai varish, and there's a lot. That's the Yerushalmi's kasha and the Yerushalmi's teretz. Now, let me just tell you, before we see there's a beautiful Rabbi Kebeger over here, let me just tell you, the Rashba says, the Yerushalmi's kasha is not too gefährlich. And the Yerushalmi is writing the law of marzi grusha, so according to Beis Shammai, she's a soite. If he gave good, he only permitted to give a get if she's a soita. But what if he gave a get? She wasn't a soita. The get is zichachal. I mean, so the love of mazig rishosa is nagir. What if he gave her a get? He wasn't supposed to give her a get, but he gave her a get. He gave her a get. So now, if he wants to marry her, remarries, he'll have to remarry. There's nothing wrong with that. So it says, well, she got married to someone else, he's not permitted to take her back. And with this mahalach, that's the chmir, the pnei yeshu wants to fend for another kasha. Yeshu wants to fend for, according to Beis Shammai, you only give your wife a get, she was a seite. So why does the Torah have to say that a grush is also a koyin? Sure, grush is also a koyin, because every grush is a zayne. So long as you know that a zayne is also a koyin, you know that a grush is also a koyin. So why need a special love of grush? So the Bnei Yeshu also disturbs. But it can happen that a person gave his wife a get, for the wrong reason, not for a problem, but she's a get. So now it's coming to tell us. Now it's coming to tell us that, but she's also a koyin. She's not a zayin, she's also a koyin. So others say, so why didn't the Yerushalmi think of this Ilu Yushayim Fal? So it's very good. Pasuk is coming to tell us. So they say because the flow of the Pesukim is not mashma like that. The Pasuk says, Boim kis kilesim tzachayim ba'inov, kimotza bo'er bestobo. So lemaise, the pasuk, there's a flow to the pasuk. So the pasuk seems zichet also to be speaking about that he gave her a get because she was a soita, That's Pashto Vikro. And that I also have a vital scenario. She got married again with a love that her husband is permitted, is not permitted to take her back. That was the Yerushalmi's Kashi. Pashto Vikro. Bishlame by Koyin, I could say, good, he's a Grushas Negeya when he gave her a gift. But here, the love of Mavzik Rishosi, the Pashto Vikro is going on a case that he gave her a get because she was a Sefer. So that the Yerushalmi is. So Zichi's not allowed to take her back. So the Yerushalmi emphasized that the Posik is coming to tell us there's a love. And I'll tell you that it's only in a sect. Now let us see Rabbi Kibbeig and Gilyan Ashaz. Koshali. Hayechal Issa Mazig Rishosa Le'issa Saita B'loi Koylo L'moise. So like Rabbi Kibbeig, how is this Issa Takachal? That means Rabbi Kibbeig Kedushim brings a Toysus on Shuvas. That a love is not Chal on a Issa. So she ready, she's also Tim Al Saita. So how is the love Chal on the husband? The Yerushalmi has the kasha, the pasuk is speaking about she was a seita. She's also a lady to the husband. So why do you need a new lav? So the Yerushalmi says, you need to tell me, besides the essay, he's over a lav. Get Malkus. She's also to Maredi also an essay. So a nisa lav is not chal, and a nisa rasei. So what can Yerushalmi say? So the Yerushalmi means it's a gzeres hakosov, that, yeah, I have a homish kenetze. The postik says, layucha bailo rishin lakachta. So al kocho, why do I need this postik? Al kocho, the postik is telling me here, alam is chalan and nesse. Rektor Rabbi Kivege, it's no gzeres hakosov, yeshleim the tzorech kol laiche, the bo eide azome, Beizimu le'edi atume b'tzorechin. So Rabbi Kivege says, you know, I have a different answer. How can you prove that the Pesuk is coming to tell me, the Pesuk is coming to tell me that Issa Chalal is? I'll tell you Pesha and Pesuk like this. V'hoya, ki le'simtza, v'hoyim le'simtza chen be'enav, ki motza bo'er v'zdova. That means two Edom came and said she was mezana tachko. No, he gave her again. He gave her again. Fine. Then she got married to someone else. Then they were mazim, the first two eidim. So he found out, never was mazim. So now I know there's no Issa Soita. So now the Pesuk is telling me, Layuchu Bailo Rishon Lakachta. So you don't have a hecher to tell me the Pesuk is telling me Issa Chalal Issa. Maybe the Pesuk is telling me this case. This is what the Kevega asks. Yes, this is Edom the Chassam Sefer. So Chassam Sefer answered, we're going to learn later in the Gemara, the Pasuk speaks the whole scenario. The Pasuk says that she got married to someone else. Now, if the second husband hates her, he'll give her a gift. That it's the Pasuk is speaking about a very bleak second marriage. The Pasuk says if he hates her, he'll give her a gift, or else he'll die. She can't go back to the first husband. Why are you giving such a bleak picture about the second marriage? So the Gemara says, ooh, the second one is a shekid. The first one was Hoitzi Risha Mibei, so you went and married her. So I'll tell you, if you'll have a schus, you'll give her a get, you'll pater yourself, you'll have enough seichel to give her a get. If you won't have a schus and you married a Risha, So Mesa Ishach, and she's going to die. So the Pesuk told us that this is what's going to happen. And now we're saying, but the first husband can take her back. So Chassam Sofer, if the story is speaking by the way Rabbi Kivege said they were mazim the first Edom, so why does the second husband have to die? The second husband, the Lamaisa, she never was a Soita, she was Marisha. So the Pesuk is telling us what's going to happen, the whole Seder. So Al-Kochach, they weren't Mazim the Edom, the way Rabbi Kivege says. So, because if they were Mazim, he wouldn't die, so she's not a Soita. So she's still a Soita, they weren't Mazim. So that's how the Yerushalmi knew Issa Chalal Issa. That's what the Chassam Soita says.
בישמי סוברי כי מוצא בערבס דובו, תהום מוצא בערבס דובו. בישמי לנס פשט that the reason why he gives a get, why לא ימצא סימצא חיים בעינו, because מוצא בערבס דובו. This form the Garsi, Beis Hillel u Beis Shammai. Really, Beis Hillel also learns Doho. That means, but the Doho Beis Hillel is Lysim Srebeinu. Why? Because of two reasons. Either because Motza Ba'erbo or Motza Ba'dovo. So why did the Gemara mention Beis Shammai? So I'm saying, Taka Geiris Beis Hillel. And the Gemara is differentiating between Rabbi Kiva and Beis Shammai. But it doesn't talk about Beis Shammai. Rabbi Kiva also like Beis Shammai. The Omri, Erves Dovo, Chode Milse. It's one thing, not like Beis Shammai. Ditre Milininu, Oy Erve, Oy Dovo. Lomali Lichtev Dovo, Lak Dicha Tavshiloi. Kiven der Sibyl Oysim Tzachayin Bein of Nainem Motsa Noam Imena. He says, Rabbi Kive can sich not hold like Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Hillel, the Torah is giving me three options to give again. Give again Motsa Be'avazov, Yimachiv to give again. Option number two, Dicho Tavshilo, she brings the supper. Option number three, I found someone nicer than that. So if I know number three, Hillel, she didn't do an omelet, so why do you need number two? So Al Kolchoch, Rabbi Kiva, holds like Beis Shammai. He holds like Beis Shammai. So therefore, he darshins the two extremes. Or they seem to him beinov, that he doesn't like her, so that's why he's giving her a get. Or he's mechuyev to give her a get. That's the if. So that's why when the Gemara is speaking. That means Rabbi Kiva and Beis Shammai in your sight, hold the same types of Elvas Dovah. But the Moshe says the whole difference is, according to Beis Shammai it's Doha, according to Beis Hillel it's him. That's what Taisa says. Zlomele michta Dovah lakdicha tafshila kim dursivim leisim tzachem bein of tayne motza nomi menu muta legarsha. The Elvis de la Achati Nosei, who had the Nikdicha Tevshiloi. So the Kert, according to Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't hold like Beis Hillel. He holds that Motzah Chayn is, Eloi Motzah Chayn, you're allowed to give her a get. If Elva, you're Mechuyev to give her a get, she's allowed to marry someone else. Yeah. Well, if he's a Sishap, but not Besom, but Besham, but not get a Beis Hillel, meaning, I forgot. Vishovin Rabbi Kiva ubeishame bedroshe the Elvas Dovo, bikomokin pligi bahai. The Elvas Dovo, they agree that it means one thing Elvas Dovo. Afal pikein, they disagree what the key means, if the key means the ho or the key means he. Vagav Rabbi Chonim beforesh Rabbi Kiva se shape kibesil. The whole yesod of the ri is also not so yesodistic. Not so true. The ilav, the yatale, dovel, adichet avshile, habadosh, kimotza, beloshen, inami. That means, that Rabbi Kiva darshan, that the Torah is giving another reason for giving a get, that is, if I see that the Torah was matik, dichet avshiloi, then I'll say that the Torah went a step further and was matik also, imotza, no amen. But if I wouldn't hold like Beis Hillel, I would never say that, I would never say that key means him. I would like to mention, one thing will be in the gear at the end of the sugya, Rabbi Kivege Tzeichen Tzu Atshuvas HaRajbe. With the Ba'ayin Rajbe B'tshuva Taknun Zayin B'tzorach Li'i in Godel. The Rajbe in Taknun Zayin says a very interesting pshat in Beis Shammai. He says, Beis Shammai is not speaking about that two Eidim said she was Mezana Tachta. Because if two Eidim said she was Mezana Tachta, why didn't he Leyucho Baila Rishon Lekachta? Yerushalmi's Kashta. So what is Beis Shammai speaking about? Beis Shammai is speaking about the two Eidim said they saw a dover mechua by her.
they saw she was doing something which was not proper. But there's no isa. There, b'shilchami beisit. It's a chiyuv taka. If you see, we're going to have the next sugya. If you see your wife is doing something pritzistik, but there's no isa. We're not speaking about. So therefore, you need liyuchu balarishin. That's pshat. That's how the Rashba wants to say pshat in Beis Shammai. That the pasuk is telling us there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be megarish his wife if she was a prutzah. That's what the Rashba says. Nagavuche, someone asked him a shaila, there's a cherem the Rabbeinu Gershon, if the wife was a prutzah. He says, a shaila, the mitzvah to be megarish. Rabbeinu Gershon never said, if a wife is a prutzah, you can't be megarish about koko. There's no such thing. But the Rabbeinu Gershon will never say such a thing. Then he comes to say that this is pshat in Beis Shammai. Okay, now let's go a little further. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Omalei Rav Poppe Lerove. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Omalei Rav Poppe Lerove. Lei Motzo Bo Loi Erva Bo Loi Dova Mau. What's the din? We're saying, according to Beis Hillel, he's permitted to give a get if she burnt his tafshu. He's mechuyif to give a get if she's a motzah be'erbaz dova. What happens if he gave a get he doesn't like her? There's no heter for this. What is the din? Did an avla. And according to the Mishlomar said he did an avla d'iraisa. The pasuk says you can't give a get tamazai. The two legitimate reasons for giving a get. She did an avlo or she was mizane. What'll be if he gave a get not properly? Do we force him to remarry her? Amalei, Sarabe answered, B'digoli rachmona gabi oynes leyucha leshalcha kol yomov. If it says, if a oynes shagiresh, or the posik says, leyucha leshalcha kol yomov, Kol yomov ba'moid v'harzer koi. There it says, the one of Kol yomov, that if he gave her a gift, he's mechuyev to take her back. Hasam of the goli rachmona. By einish shagirish, it says, if he was megarish her not properly, he's mechuyev to remarry her. Abol hoche maida ovedovet. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Loi motza, loi elva, v'loi dava. Lebei silo, begirsha. Mal, mikafine le la dur, do we force him to remarry her? Aloi. Kabi oynes, oynes es anare, besule, us ma'anem sa, le yuchol shalko kol yomov, aminem seches makis, tahai kol yomov, ko yisevahu, obo le lamdoch, it's coming to us, le yuchol shalko. He's not permitted to be megarsha. Mi'im shilach, she shouldn't remain b'shilucha kol yomav. She doesn't keep noisy lachzira. Doesn't forces him to remarry her. Ve'ein eloika al shiluchoi. Even though there's a lav lo yichul shalcho, she nitka kosul leese shalamoyik v'harze. There's a mitzvah sese. Bechlal to luchol megarshim einam b'moyik v'harze. Dafki here there's a mitzvah to remarry her. Whoever is Megarish's wife, not properly, there's a mitzvah. Lomali legluye b'hai. Why did the Torah say this halacha dafke by einish agirish? Period. Amalei rav misharshe l'rove. Im liboy legarsha. If a person has an intent to give his wife a get, but he never told it to her. With his wife, he's the most happiest couple. They're smiling and happy. Now, mishamashtoi, others learn that means tashmish, or other means she's mishalasoi. Mal, is there something wrong with this? Kori alei, he said, is a shrek lecha avla. Al tachesh al reyecha ro, vihu yoishiv levetach itoch. Yenna relies on you, and you're smiling and everything in the machshava you think to be megarisha is an abla. Let us see what Rashi says. Mal yesh einish bedava aloi sezicha izoi ba'alav in mishloi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya hoye Rav Meir oimer. Kishem shadeyes b'machol. Just like there are different types of people with different states of mind when it comes to food, kach deyes b'noshe. Yesh locha odom shezvuv neifol l'seich koisai. That a fly falls into his case of yayin, and this bothers him terribly, he's an istanis, bezerkai ve'ineshese, he throws away the wine already. The fly fell into the wine, he throws away the wine. Even though it's, he can't drink the wine anymore. Bezui midas popis ben Yehuda. Now, popis ben Yehuda, he acted like this with his wife. Shayel noyel bifnei ishtai v'yaitze. That means he did not want that his wife should be a tznua gemura. That means a tznua gemura, she shouldn't talk with anybody. So whenever, in order to make sure, this was before Bell invented the telephone, so whenever he left the house, he locked the door, she was alone in the house, she can't talk to anybody, and no cell phones either, So finished. So that's what he did. And because he wanted to make sure, no preaches, she shouldn't talk to anybody. We'll see in Rashi, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, let's see what Rashi, there is b'machol, there is b'nei odom chalukis b'istinisus shel machol. Other people, machol amishter. Yeshu, istinis, everything bothers him. The courts be macho machmas miyut mut, a kleiner guy. Vyashen istinis kolkach, he's not such a big istinis. Vyashen istinis klau, kach deis miyot machalukis be prizes. Yesh makpit al prizes mut, a kleiner guy, what his wife will do. Vyashen a makpit kolkach, listen, she's a human being also. Vyashen a makpit klau, nothing bothers her. Papis ben Yehuda Baila Shemilya Megadla Nishah Yehoya, this was her husband, when he was in the house, he made sure he didn't talk with anybody. But when he left, is Noyel Delis Bafonel Shaloitadaba Lachol Odo. Umida Shaina Hegenesizu. This is, you're stretching the string a little too far. Shemitoich kach eivo nichneses beinem. It brings about a gewaldike hatred between both of them. Umizanetachto. You know what the end is going to be? You're going to throw her away. Just like this guy, he threw away a whole case of wine because of a small fly that fell into it. So you lose your wine because of your extreme. Here you're going to lose your wife also. You're going to make sure she's going to be a big tzenua. You'll lose your wife. Then, v'yesh lecha adam, shezvuv neifel esteich kaisai, a fly falls in, v'zerka, he throws away the fly, v'sheiseyu. Good, it's not an ideal drink, but listen. V'zu imidis kol adam. He doesn't go all the way to an extreme. Which is a little bit more liberal and lenient. So that's a normal person does like this. There's a person that a fly falls into a cooked food. Maitzitzoi, he sucks out the food from the fly, or if he doesn't recommend it, the fly disintegrated, so he'll eat the whole tamchui. Ba'oichloi. So this is mama, she's a nice wolf. This is about the shakza, really, to eat up this whole challenge with the fly together is zuli midero. Zu midas adam ra, shirayas ishta yaitze beroyshe peruha. There he sees his wife goes out in the street, beroyshe peruha, with uncovered hair, or betova beshuk, or she's spinning threads beshuk. And that means so that when she's spinning the threads, so her arms are visible for everybody. Ufruma mishneit tadeo, or she has slits in her
sleeves, that so whenever she's walking, people can see her skin. Or v'roichetzes in b'nei Adam, or she's roichetz together with men. So we'll see soon what this in b'nei Adam sakedaitach. What in with men she's roichetz. Ela b'makim she b'nei Adam roichetz. We'll see klo exact what the kasha was. Zu mitzvah min ha-toyre le-garsha shenema kimotze bo erbas bova v'shulcha mi beisoy. This is what the posuk is speaking about. So agavulche, this is mamish what we mentioned before, the Tshuva Sarajbe. The Tshuva Sarajbe says this is what Beishami is speaking about. Beishami is, it's a mitzvah min ha-toyre le-garsha take. Zu mitzvah le-garsha. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ufruma mishneit tadel eitzel atzila yadel by her arms kederech adoymiyos shebetzolfas shebesara nira mitidem." Slits were not nischadish as a in Paris. They were not nischadish really. Bisman Rashi, there they were on the arms. In b'nei Adam salkedaitoch, you're talking about that she was reichet. Get me Adam in kain raglaim odobish zayni. Vasuraloi. We'll see Klo what Pshat and Rashi is. The Mohen says, Bemokim Shnei Odom Reichze. No, she's not such a Pulse. That's a Zoynetake. Vinech Nesses, no. They, Bemokim Shnei Odom Reichze. They wash themselves in this place. Vinech Nesses, Leineyem, La'acha, Yitziyosan, Kshen, Leibshim, Begdeh. They're getting dressed, and she goes in front of them. So that's a Pulse, what one should definitely get rid of. Zaktaisis, im bnei Adam salkedaitach, perish bekunteris, im kein raglaim odovische zoini, basuraloi, vechaibale garsha, veloi mitzvah. He says, because the bereise feel zois, zu mitzvah minater legarsha. We're talking about all these women, it's a mitzvah legarsha. If she's reichets im bnei Adam, it's not a mitzvah, it's a chaibe. Vekasha, Batova Bishuk, Vyaitza Baraisha Peru, Amichaivalagarsha, Vloy Mitzvah, the boy he besaita, Eaveres al Das Yehudis, a woman is Eva Das Yehudi, Mutalakaimo Eloi, Vloy Yvshite, says the Tzadn, the Gemal, that it's Chaivalagarsha, Vloy, Vamaylai Porch, Nami Allah, from Yotza Baraisha Peru, Vishloim, the king of the boy besaita, Le Habe, Elami the Rabon, and then the Shailas is Mochimi the Rabon to give again. Come a shapir, the mitzvah legarsh. Mina teure de zichan ochiyev. Mina teure de zah mitzvah to give her again. If yoitze vereishe perua. The gemorin, zaitek leoz ha-shayla, midarabon on this achayif to give her again. Come a shapir, the mitzvah legarsh. Avo zu chayva legarsh mina teure. Anisha da tzreichetz im bnei yodam et chayva legarsh mina teure. Why yesh lefogish edivim shan de gemorz kashis rechetzis im bnei yodam salket aipach. I feel Adam Roy may sable Sammy East. He won't have a husband that could be sable this. I feel the Kalish and the Kalish say no, he's the king. Or there wouldn't be such a woman that would do such a thing. Zach the Gemara weiter. It says, Vishulchami Beisei, Beholchaba Yisrael, Leish Acher. So why is he called an Acher? A cost of Korei Acher. It should have said Ish Shaini. Because it says, Leuchel Bale Horishain Lakachta. So he's the Rishon, see, the other one's the Sheni. Why is he called an Acher? Loimar Acher, he's inferior to the first husband. She'ein zeh ben zugoi l'Rishon. He's not a peer to the first husband. Zeh hoitzi Rishon mi beisai. The first husband got rid of a Rishon. Zeh hichnis Rishon l'soi beisai. Zocha, if he'll be zoiche, Zacha Shaini, if the Shaini will be Zacha Shulcha, he'll get rid of her. Shenem Osne Yisha Achrein, he'll hate her and he'll get rid of her. That's a schus. Vimlav, but if he doesn't have the schus, he'll be Nenash and Kaivrosai. So he's going to die. Shenem Oikiyomo Se Yisha Achrein. Kedai hu bemisitz. Kedai that he should die. That's why the Pasuk made such a bleak scenario by the second Pasuk. But a second husband, Shazah Hoitzi Risha mi Beisai, Zahichnis Risha Lusayh Beisai. Now there's a posik in Malachi, Tisone Shalach. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, im seneiso, if you hate your wife, shalach, send her away. That sounds like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yoichan and Omar, we'll see this two years so is sonoi ha-mishalayach. A person that sends away his wife is sonoi. That means, as we'll see in Rashi, that even though according to Bissoli, you're allowed to do it, but it's not really proper. Bloi pligi, hob is the vigrishin, hob is the vigshayni. That means, as if vigrishin, sonoi ha-mishalayach. I feel according to Bissoli. And as if vigshayni, if you already you can send her away. And as the Zivigrishin, the Rishash wants to say, was a bocha that married a psula. That's a Zivigrishin. Omer Rabbeloza, kol ha-megarish ishte rishayna, filo mizbeach moirid olav demoiz, shenemar v'zoish sheinis tasu, kasoish dimos mizbach Hashem, that the demoiz ha-mechasa de mizbeach, b'chi v'anokes, may ain oit p'nai salam mincha, the mizbeach will no more be taking b'mikabal minchas, v'lokachas rotzim yed, what are we doing wrong? Haki Hashem heyit bein chovei neshes nurecha, asherato begatop, or you were boigit in neshes nurecha, that's a zivig rishin, v'chadeltecha ve'eshes brisecha, this was your first wife, or so eni shekereses brisa l'misha iso isekeli, so memele, and you went and gave her a get, so therefore the mizbech is merit the moist. Now let us see Rashi. Kisonei shalach posuku b'nebuas malachi. Im seneiso shlach, kerabekivi, you're allowed to. Now Rashi is a different gist. Im snuahi lefona lefnei hamokim shalach. Kibei shamai. That's the second shot. V'his tigarsi, soni ha-meshalech, v'zus shamati. Soni ha-meshalech lefnei hamokim, v'afilu lebeis hilo. Mehegdolei kafinish roi lahoitzi. We won't force it, over me, you son, it's not a proper thing to do. Ziva Grishin, Eishis Nurim, Bo Mishtoi Krok, Vosiv Basra Eishis Nurecho, Vosiv Nishmar Pembrucha Chomba Eishis Nurecho, Al Yivgoy. Let us see Toysvis, Akosot Korei Acher, so we took my Filuke Beisilu, Ve Elvas Koi. Hadron Allah HaMegarish, Eslik Alom Vesech Eskit.